Exercise 10, page 140.
Hello, I'm Matt Hampstead, and today on Beyond the Stars, we're talking to astronomer Nick Walker about one of the most important pieces of technology available to study outer space. I'm talking, of course, about the Hubble Space Telescope. Welcome to the show, Nick.
Thanks, Matt. Good to be here.
Nick, I remember when the Hubble telescope was launched in 1990. But why have a telescope in space?
Well, the atmosphere can block or distort what we see. So we get clearer images if the telescope is in space, outside our atmosphere. The Hubble isn't the only telescope in space, but it's one of the largest and best.
So it goes around the Earth in orbit. How high is it above the Earth exactly?
540 kilometres. Most satellites operate at this kind of distance, although a few are further away.
If it's that high, what happens if something breaks or needs replacing?
We send astronauts up there to fix it. It's the only satellite that's serviced by astronauts in space, actually.
And what about those parts, then? Is the telescope like a giant camera?
There are actually many cameras and sensors on Hubble. The biggest part is the mirror, which reflects light to the sensors and cameras. It took years to make, as it had to be incredibly smooth.